From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir asks state-owned enterprises to face potential recession with investment. State-owned forestry company PT Perhutani to strengthen nature-based solutions and biomass businesses. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir has asked state firms to face the potential recession that threatens the world in 2023 by encouraging investment. At a press conference on the 2022 Joint Christmas Celebration with State-Owned Enterprises, or SOEs Ministries, and SOEs on Saturday, he explained that the majority of SOEs under the Deputy Minister 1 of SOEs are encouraging investments by cooperating with food companies, such as a dairy company from Qatar, Baladna Farm. Minister Thohir also remarked that the investment in Indonesia is now starting being balanced in terms of the portions between foreign and non-foreign. Likewise, the balance can also be seen in terms of the portion in Java and the portion in non-Java islands. Apart from encouraging investment, the state-owned enterprises are also asked to open jobs in facing the possible threat of recession this year. State-owned forestry company PT Perhutani has stated its readiness to strengthen its core businesses in the field of biomass and nature-based solution this year. Assistant Deputy for Plantation and Forestry Industries at the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises, Rahman Ferry Isfianto, noted, PT Perhutani is a state-owned enterprise that has a strong foundation and plans to survive difficult situations in the future. In a statement on Sunday, he said PT Perhutani held a kickoff event for the 2023 company work plan and budget, which raised the theme Strengthen Businesses, Grow with Biomass and Nature-Based Solutions, and the contribution from the forestry sector in food. The last national news comes from a PT PLN subsidiary, PT Energi Primer Indonesia, strengthens the supply chain of biomass as a substitute for coal in steam power plants. President Director of PT Energi Primer Indonesia, Iwan Agung Firstantara, said on Sunday, his side had agreed on a memorandum of understanding with PT Energi Management Indonesia and PT Alfa Rizki Technology to develop and manage biomass. This collaboration is to meet the demand for biomass supply to replace the steam power plant's coal by utilizing local resources. Now we move to the international news. At least 68 people were killed on Sunday when a domestic flight of Yeti Airlines crashed in Pokhara in Nepal, the country's civil aviation authority said, in the worst air crash in 3 decades in the small Himalayan nation. Hundreds of rescue workers scoured the hillside where the flight carrying 72 people from the capital Kathmandu went down. Officials late in the evening called off the search operations for the day, saying they will resume on Monday. The weather had been clear and there was no immediate indication of what caused the crash. Ukraine saw little hope of pulling any more survivors from the rubble of an apartment block in the city of Dnipro on Sunday, a day after the building was hit during a major Russian missile attack, with dozens of people expected to have died. The regional governor's advisor, Natalia Babachenko, said 30 people were confirmed dead so far, and more than 30 were in hospital, including 12 in a serious condition. 30 to 40 people could still be trapped under debris. Emergency workers said they had heard people screaming for help from underneath piles of debris from the 9-story apartment block in the east central city and were using moments of silence to help direct their efforts. Next, we have Kyiv that can expect more deliveries of heavy weapons from Western countries soon, NATO said on Sunday, as President Vladimir Putin praised his forces after their claimed capture of a Ukraine town. The death toll from Russian missile strike on a tower block in the eastern city of Dnipro rose again, this time to 30. People continued their search for survivors trapped under the rubble. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Ukraine could expect more heavy weapons following Kyiv's request to its allies for the vehicles, artillery, and missiles it says are key to defending itself. We end the news with Pakistan on Sunday launched its first anti-polio campaign of the year, targeting about 44 million children under the age of 5. Pakistan and Afghanistan are the only two countries in the world where polio continues to threaten the health and well-being of children. Polio affects the nervous system of children and ultimately leads to paralysis. Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif kicked off the nationwide drive by administering polio drops to children in the capital, Islamabad, saying Pakistan was unfortunately among the few countries that still suffered from the disease. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian ambassador to China Jauhari Orat Mangun socialized the latest Indonesian tourism policies to a number of local media crews in order to attract as many foreign tourists as possible during the Chinese New Year's long holiday season. In a meeting with Chinese media at the Indonesian embassy in Beijing on Friday, he explained that after the restrictions of community activities were lifted, Indonesia opened itself up to tourists. According to Ambassador Jauhari, Indonesia opens its doors to foreign tourists with minimum requirements. In regards to visas, he advised Chinese tourists to use a visa on arrival with a fee of 500,000 rupiah or around 218.5 yuan. The visa on arrival is valid for 30 days and can be extended once for another 30 days. On this occasion, Ambassador Jauhari also conveyed various important agendas such as the Lake Toba Festival in February, the Lombok MotoGP in October, and the Under-20 World Cup in May to June. Previously, spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of China, Wang Wenbin, appreciated the preparations of the Indonesian government in welcoming Chinese tourists. The preparation, as conveyed by Wang in a press briefing in Beijing on Thursday, is to deploy a Mandarin-speaking tour guide.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event on January 16, 1992, when Kapultepec Peace Agreement was signed. El Salvador civil war took place between the military government of El Salvador and the Farabundo Martí Liberation Front, a left-wing organization, on October 15, 1979. There was a coup d'etat followed by the killing of anti-coup protesters by the government. This incident triggered El Salvador civil war. The war that lasted for more than 12 years resulted in the loss of a number of people, and 75,000 people were killed. The end of the El Salvador civil war was marked by the Kapultepec Peace Agreement in Mexico City, Mexico, on January 16, 1992. We move to the next event in 2001, when President of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Laurent Désiré Kabila, was assassinated. Laurent Désiré Kabila was the President of the Democratic Republic of the Congo since May 1997, after the death of Mobutu Sese Seko, until his assassination in January 2001. Laurent Désiré Kabila was shot by his teenage bodyguard. The tragic incident occurred at the presidential palace in Kinshasa. At the time, Kabila was discussing with an economic advisor. An 18-year-old bodyguard entered and drew a gun and shot four times. He was then replaced by his son, Joseph Kabila. We end today in history with the event in 2006, when Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was sworn in as President of Liberia. January 16, 2006 became a historic day for Africa, especially the country of Liberia. This country was officially led by a woman, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. On that day, she was sworn in before the people of Liberia and state guests, including the First Lady of the United States, Laura Bush, wife of President George W. Bush, and United States Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia. Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia and Timor Leste discuss economic and border cooperation. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi received a visit from Minister of Foreign Affairs of Timor Leste Adaljiza Albertina Xavier Reis Magno in Jakarta. Last Wednesday, they discussed increasing economic cooperation and settlement of land boundaries between the two countries. In a written statement, Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the two foreign ministers agreed to start discussing the formation of a joint free trade zone agreement within the border industrial area between the AUKUS district Timor Leste and East Nusa Tenggara province, Indonesia. In addition, the meeting also discussed the importance of accelerating the completion of bilateral investment treaty as well as the MOU on communications and informatics. The two foreign ministers agreed that efforts would be made to finalize these agreements this year so they can be signed during the visit of Timor Leste Prime Minister to Indonesia, which time will be determined later. Regarding the land border, both ministers agreed to push for efforts to settle discussions on the two segments of the Indonesia-Timor Leste land border, namely Bijail Sunan Oben and Noel Besi Citrana. Retno Marsudi said it is important to maintain conducive conditions for negotiations so they can be continued. In the meeting, she also explained about the priorities that Indonesia is carrying out as chairman of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, this year. In the ASEAN Summit in Phnom Penh in November 2022, ASEAN has accepted membership in principle of Timor-Leste. Roadmap for full membership is yet to be developed. Previously, when delivering the annual press statement of the Minister of Foreign Affairs 2023, Retno Marsudi stressed that Indonesia welcomes the in-principle acceptance of Timor-Leste into ASEAN. ASEAN, which was founded on August 8, 1967, currently consists of 10 countries, namely Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Philippines, Brunei Darussalam, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, and Myanmar. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder will take you to Maluku. Indonesia has various types of traditional drinks to warm up the body. For example, on the island of Java, there are bandrek and wedang ronde drinks. This drink made from ginger is also known in Maluku, but the people there know it as air guraka or air goraka. Air guraka is made from red ginger, coconut sugar, and walnuts. Initially, the red ginger is cleaned and then cut into pieces. The ginger is then boiled with coconut sugar, pandan leaves, and a little cinnamon. Once cooked, the ginger water is poured into a glass, then sprinkled with chopped walnuts. When you drink it, the hot and warm taste of the ginger is felt in your throat. This warm taste mixes with the sweet taste of coconut sugar. To make it more delicious, air guraka is also added with milk. The addition of milk makes the ginger texture smooth and soft. Air guraka is the favorite drink for the people of Maluku, especially North Halmahera, when relaxing in the afternoon. While drinking guraka, it is accompanied with fried bananas. The typical fried bananas of North Halmahera use a type of duck-mouth banana. The shape is long, curved, and slender, not as wide as a banana in general, because the banana is called the duck's mouth banana or mulu bebe. The guraka water has its own benefits. Apart from being able to warm the body, this traditional drink is also believed to melt fat, relieve sore throats, and to have the effect of strengthening immunity. This traditional drink is easy to find in various regions in Maluku. Most of the sellers sell this drink at night, because the benefits are felt when enjoyed at night. The price is relatively cheap. The guraka water is sold from 6,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per glass, while the duck's mouth banana is sold for 10,000 rupiah per plate. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sinaran hangat mentari sore ini, aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri masih terasa ku ingat detik seperti
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about arrive at the airport, so stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Saya Datang Sendiri. Saya Datang Sendiri, which means I come alone. The conversation happens between Dev Singh and immigration officer at the airport. Let's listen to the conversation.
Anda datang sendiri?
Iya, saya datang sendiri.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Saya. Saya, which means I. Datang sendiri, which means come alone. Saya datang sendiri, which means I come alone. Kapan, kapan, which means when. Kapan kamu akan pulang, which means when will you go home. Bulan depan, which means next month. Aku akan pulang bulan depan. Aku akan pulang bulan depan, which means I'll go home next month. Besides saya, saya, which means I, aku, aku can also be used as the first subject pronoun. Aku, which also means I, is usually used in a more intimate situation. Let's listen to the other examples of using the first subject pronoun. And now let's listen an example of sentence to tell about destination. Kapan kamu akan pulang? Kapan kamu akan pulang? Which means, when will you go home? Aku akan pulang bulan depan. Aku akan pulang bulan depan. Which means, I'll go home next month. In the conversation between the immigration officer and Dev, there is the second subject pronoun, which is Anda. Anda, which means you. The word Anda is used to greet someone whom you talk to, but in the formal context. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Anda datang sendiri?
Iya, saya datang sendiri.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Kau bawa aku kembali dalam satu masa yang takkan pernah terganti. Janji suci yang dulu pernah terucap masih tersimpan dalam hatiku. Oh, sesungguhnya ku masih menantikanmu mengisi ruang di hatiku. Oh, salahkah bila ku di sini selalu menunggu datangnya dirimu?
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Sumpahku Mencintaimu by Elsa Aquila featuring Vivian. Sumpahku Mencintaimu, which in English means I Swear I Love You, is one of popular songs of 17 band. The song was released in 2013. The song tells about a very big and strong feeling of love for a partner. Well listener, here is Elsa Aquila featuring Vivian with the keroncong song entitled Sumpahku Mencintaimu. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Berdiri ku memutar waktu, teringat kamu yang dulu. Ada di sampingku setiap hari, jadi sandaran ternyaman saat ku lemah, saat ku lelah. Oh, tersadar ku tinggal sendiri, semuanya hilang tanpa sebab. Kau hentikan semuanya. Oh, terluka dan menangis, tapi ku terima semua keputusan yang telah kau.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Ku ingin kita adu di samudra, ku
tatap mata. Percayalah diriku akan setia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Boy, I've seen your heart in the darkest hour, seen you fall apart like a dying flower, and it hurts me so, you have let me down. But I tell you that I love you, and I'll fix you up. You got demons, I got mine, but it won't break us up. Keep your head up, don't you worry, look from up above. Oh, I they can say what they want, but I love, I don't believe that no one can compare. And when you're feeling alone, no, I swear, I got your back, you can count on that. I will fix you up, I will fix you up, I will fix you up, I will fix you, fix you up. I get mad sometimes, but you calm me down. Look into my eyes, turn the pain around. I've hurt you so, I have let you down. They can say what they want, but I love, I don't believe that no one can compare. And when you're feeling alone, no, I swear, I got your back.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI _official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI _official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.